Last case for argument, United States v. Foley. Mr. Jensen.
And if it pleases the court, my name is Jeffrey Jensen, and I represent David Foley in this appeal from his criminal conviction in the district court in Milwaukee. The appeal, in my opinion, presents two very interesting issues. The first issue is whether, under the evidence presented during the course of Mr. Foley's trial, it was sufficient to establish that there was federal jurisdiction for the production of child pornography charges. And then the second issue is whether the district judge appropriately admitted the propensity evidence under Rule 413 of the Federal Rules of Evidence. Starting with the jurisdictional element, the evidence was that a hard drive was seized from Foley's apartment, and on this hard drive was a video file that showed Mr. Foley engaged in sexual activity with a person we know to be a child. And it was the government did present evidence that this hard drive was not manufactured in the United States. It was manufactured in China. If you look at the statute, the production statute says that in order for there to be federal jurisdiction, the actus reus of production has to be in some way related to the Commerce Clause. And it's possible that a hard drive could be somehow related to the actus reus of production, but there was no evidence that it was in this case. And what I mean by that is that the district court and the government drew an analogy between the production of child pornography statute and the possession of child pornography statute.
The jurisdictional requirements that you find in either of those statutes use nearly identical jurisdictional language. And given that, what is your rationale for for defining the word produced differently under the two statutes?
Well, my reason for drawing the distinction is because the culpable activity or the actus reus of possession is obviously possessing the digital image. And in that case, storing the image on a hard drive is a central component of possessing. And so there clearly is a nexus between that and the Commerce Clause. But in the production statute, the actus reus is the creating of the images, the directing of the participants that are being filmed, and in most cases, storing them on a hard drive is incidental to the culpable behavior in the production.
But if we think of producing child pornography as a multi-step process, could we reasonably conclude that videotaping, minor mail A was but one step of the process, and copying the video onto a computer hard drive was the second step that satisfied the jurisdictional requirement?
Well, I was careful to try not to urge the court to create a rule that in no circumstance could a hard drive ever be the basis for the federal jurisdiction in a production charge, because clearly there could be circumstances where it could be you could plug a webcam into a PC and use that to record the images. My argument is that in this case, the government presented no evidence that I think it was a Hitachi hard drive, was in any way used to produce these digital images. Most likely what happened is they were recorded with a camera, and then they were downloaded for storage, or in other words, for possession, on this hard drive. The statute goes on to talk about other bases for federal jurisdiction, which would be an intent to distribute or to sell the images. But again, there was no evidence in this case that Foley intended to distribute the images that were on his hard drive.
Have any digital cameras ever been produced in the state of Wisconsin?
Not that I know of. But there was no evidence of that at all at the during the course of the trial.
So when does production end, in your analysis?
Well,
presumably production is part of production includes storage so that the image can be retrieved or distributed, right?
Correct. The question was when, in my opinion, does production end? Mm-hmm. I would say production begins when the people are assembled. They are photographed using either conventional photographic equipment or digital photographic equipment. And in most cases, that's when the production ends. However, there could be a circumstance where the person takes, the defendant takes the camera, downloads the image to his hard drive because he plans to upload them to a web server somewhere so that they could be part of the World Wide Web distribution of child pornography. My point, Judge, is that there was no evidence that Foley intended to do that. There just was no evidence, and probably the most reasonable inference was that he intended to use these images personally, and that's why they were kept stored, possessed on his own hard drive.
Well, let's... Okay. Let me... maybe this is a little flip, but suppose the camera itself is made entirely in Wisconsin. Let's hypothesize that. It has a memory chip that's made in China. Is that enough?
Well, and I don't know what goes on in the Eighth Circuit, but the Eighth Circuit confronted that exact issue in... The name escapes me now. It starts with an M. In Mugen, 441 F3rd 622, in that case, that's exactly what the facts were, that the defendant used a digital camera that had either a memory stick or some kind of memory chip, and the government produced evidence that that stick was manufactured in some place other than the Eighth Circuit. And so they found the evidence in that case to be sufficient to establish a jurisdictional element. But in Mugen, the court talked a lot about the camera. This was an integral and central part of the camera.
But when the images are transferred to a hard drive, aren't you producing new images?
Well, and that's an excellent question because it boils down to...
You haven't distributed them yet. Maybe
right.
You'll never distribute them, but you have produced them. There were old images sitting somewhere else. Now there are new images in this new logo. You've multiplied the images.
Right.
Why isn't that production?
Well, because that's why I'm trying to focus on the actus reus of production, which is creating the images. One meaning of the word produce is to display. If I pulled out my smartphone right now, I could produce images of my children. But I'm really just displaying them. And I think it's the same way with possession versus production.
Yeah, but when you transferred those images to your cell phone or whatever, you were producing images. It's just as if I have a photograph and I make copies of it, I'm producing copies of my photograph, right? That's a perfectly natural use of language. I produced additional photos.
Right, but, and I understand the question, and the best way I can answer it is to refer the court to the possession statute. That exact argument could be used for a person who merely possessed child pornography but played no role in creating the images.
Well, let's obviously we're most concerned about kind of the contact crimes, but let's go back before the digital age. one guy takes a photograph on good old-fashioned film and sells it to a publisher who puts together a magazine and prints 10,000 copies to be distributed underground channels. Is the publisher who takes one negative and then makes 10,000 magazines producing images of child pornography?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why the statute says if there is an intent to distribute, there also is a jurisdictional element. My point, Judge, is there was no evidence that Foley intended to make 10,000 copies of these images available on the Internet.
Okay. How about if he simply uses foreign or interstate equipment to print from the negative for himself?
The publisher we're talking about?
The photographer.
The photographer prints images for use by himself. I don't think there's federal jurisdiction for
you don't
that.
Think
it's
that's
a state
production.
Crime.
That's not production.
Correct. Well, it is production. It's just not federal production. It's a matter for the state courts to prosecute.
It's production. It's production using materials and equipment that have traveled in interstate commerce.
I'm going to still say I don't believe that that would be production because that does not affect interstate.
Well, what if I Xerox an article that I want Judge Rovner to read? So I Xerox it and I give her a copy. Haven't I produced a copy of this article?
Well,
I produced a copy with my Xerox machine, which was bought, which was shipped from out of state.
Right.
So I engaged in interstate production.
And we're quibbling over the meaning of the word produced.
Quibbling? What was the quibble? I produced a copy, and I gave it to her. Now, what's the quibble?
Well, it depends on what the article is about. Let's assume that.
Does it depend what the article is about? That's totally irrelevant.
I think it does depend what it's about, and here's why I think that.
All right, it's an article about fashionable dress of wealthy women.
Okay. Well, in that case, you have produced a copy of the article for Judge Rovner in the conventional sense of the word produced, but you have not created the article unless this was an article you've written.
Of course I haven't created it. Producers often are not creators, they're producers, right?
I don't agree that the colloquial meaning of produce is the way it's used in the production of child pornography statute.
Why don't you?
Because in Congress, in creating that law, in my opinion, was attempting to ban a certain kind of behavior, which is the creation of these images of children.
Well, the multiplication of them is certainly a form of production. The fact that they're still sitting in your computer, that you haven't distributed them yet, that's different. That's distribution. But you have produced all these images sitting there waiting to be launched.
Then there's no difference between the production statute and the possession statute in terms of the jurisdictional element.
Sure there is.
No, it's not possession. I don't know. If I just downloaded something?
You create what wasn't there before. There was one image in one digital medium, and now there are 10,000 of 10,000 photographs or magazines or emails.
If I may just, and then I will sit down. Judge Posner, when you copied that article on the Xerox machine and you gave it to Judge Rovner, you actually distributed that article. So in that sense, you did produce it.
Distribution and production are not the same thing. Why do you keep merging them?
If you just kept it in your filing cabinet.
Are not necessarily producers, and producers are not necessarily distributors. You can produce for inventory. You have no distribution plans at the moment. It's just sitting in a warehouse. That's production.
Right, I get that.
Similarly, you can produce a zillion images, and they can be in your computer, and you haven't distributed them.
Right. But there was no evidence that Foley created millions of images or that he intended to distribute them. So that's why I don't think it was sufficient.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Jensen. Ms. Hoffman?
May it please the court, counsel, my name is Gail Hoffman. I represent the United States of America. Going directly to the heart of the court's questions, Judge Posner doesn't need me to agree with him, but I do. That's the heart of this. When he downloaded that onto his hard drive, which was made in China, he produced those images that are at issue in counts 2, 3, and 4. That's the position that was adopted by this circuit in Engel. Although that's a possession case, the identical analysis applies here because the images at issue were copied onto disks that were produced overseas, and the circuit found that that was production as required by...
What would be possession that wasn't production? Suppose I just downloaded one picture from the web.
Well, that would be possession. The production is the separate elements involved. That's the jurisdictional hook or the gateway to the federal prosecution is the fact that there is an interstate element here. But production requires other elements that possession doesn't have. And that's the difference between possession and production.
Well, I don't understand. Why wouldn't you be arguing that if I download, then I have produced a new image?
Well, in this particular case,
because what I have downloaded remains on the web. So when I download it, that creates a new copy of that website, right?
Right.
So is that production?
No, it's because it doesn't meet all the elements of production.
What does it have to add to have production?
Well, for production, the person needs to be, the elements are the person needs to be under 18.
That has nothing to do with my example.
No, I know, but I'm just giving Your Honor
the elements. What differentiates production from possession? That has nothing to do with age.
Production is when you actually satisfy all the elements of the statute involving production. And in this particular case, the production is the interstate nexus of production is requires the...
But I'm not talking about that. What's the difference between production and possession?
Possession
is... I'm not just going to say that anything that's interstate converts possession into production, are you?
No, I'm not.
So what is it that converts possession into production? You say downloading an image is not production, it's just possession. What more has there to be for it to be production?
There is an element in production that is not present in possession.
No, so what is that element?
And that element is that the person, that for the purpose of producing the conduct, that the person, the defendant, employs, used, persuaded, or coerced the person identified in the indictment to take part in sexually explicit conduct. Or had the person...
That's all gibberish to me. How about trying it in plain words?
For a production charge to be proven, that the defendant used or employed or assisted in the actual making of that child pornography.
Well, but this person didn't make the child pornography.
He did.
I thought he downloaded it.
No, he actually, with minor...
No, when he was... Right. No, when he
No, he actually...
Well, he photographed it with himself in the video. Right, okay, so he produced...
The child pornography at issue here in the production counts. And then we don't have the camera that he used. Then he took that and he downloaded it to his hard drive.
Okay, so you're... I see. So the key production is when he made the picture. Now, does the downloading... Is that essential to production, too, or is that just...
No, but in this particular instance, it satisfied the...
Well, because that's where the interstate element comes in. Right, I get it. I get it, okay.
So when do you think production ends? And just to take a hypothetical, suppose you've got the memory chip. Camera and memory chip all produced in Wisconsin, although that sounds like a fantasy to me. And a year later, the defendant takes the memory chip and downloads it to a hard drive.
Well, if the hard drive is not manufactured in the state of Wisconsin, that satisfies the...
Is that still production?
A year later? If he created the image... that he downloaded, it is. If it's something that he copied from the internet, no, it's not.
Huh.
So you're saying that that the production can involve the creation of the product, but then placing the product somewhere, right?
Right. The difference.
A factory produces steel ingots, and it stores the ingots, and then eventually they're sold. And you'd say that the process of making them, storing them in the factory, waiting for a purchaser to arrive, that's all part of production.
Yes.
Okay.
And in this particular case, what had happened was the defendant met minor victim, male A. He befriended him. He bought him lots of different things. He employed him in his store. Minor victim A was in eighth grade. He ultimately took him to the Mall of America, and then he photographed him engaged in sex acts, and then that was then downloaded to his hard drive, which was not, I mean, this is in essence what had happened. That was downloaded to his hard drive, and there was testimony at trial that hard drive was not manufactured in the state of Wisconsin, and the difference between the production and the possession is the fact that he produced or himself videotaped this boy engaged in a sex act.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Jensen, do you have anything further?
To follow up on the example of the ingots, let us suppose that the ingots are being produced by an eccentric billionaire who just loves steel ingots, right, and he wants to keep them in his basement without ever distributing them to the public at large. I think that's the analogy we have with Mr. Foley here. He produced this child pornography, but he intended to keep it, store it, possess it for his own use. There was no evidence that he intended to distribute it, and that's why the fact that the hard drive was manufactured outside of Wisconsin or the Eastern District does not establish federal jurisdiction, because that is not the actus reus of the creation or the production of child pornography. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And Mr. Jensen, you were appointed, were you not?
Yes, sir.
Well, we thank you for your efforts on behalf of the client.